The bolt burns had been smeared with Bactisalve. The puncture wounds were covered with active bandages on both sides, and there was enough Stericlean in the air to disinfect half the nest. All that could be done in the field, Leia had done, and still she did not like how her sister-in-law looked. Mara had an ashy complexion and a hint of blue in her lips, and her eyes were so sunken they looked like crash craters. "We'll get you to the Falcon soon," Leia said. "Bug 4 should be returning any time now."
"No hurry."
Mara squeezed Leia's hand. "I've been hit worse than this." Leia reached out in the Force and felt a swarm of Killix approaching in the company of three joiners. "It's Jaina and Zek," she said. "With Raynar."
"Like I said," Han muttered, "trouble."
The golden glow resolved itself into a line of shine balls being carried by a long column of Killix in chitinous pressure suits of many different configurations. At the head of the procession came the hulking form of Raynar Thule, his vac suit helmet tucked under one arm, his scar-frozen face red with fury. Half a meter behind, Jaina and Zek followed. Leia waited as they approached, then bowed to Raynar. "Unu Thule, I'm sorry we must meet."
"So are we,"
Raynar said. Raynar floated around Leia to the sides of Luke and Mara, and several hand-sized Killik healers poked their tiny heads up past the collar of his pressure suit. Leia started to go after him, but was stopped by a gentle Force tug.
"Wait with us," Jaina said from behind Leia. "Trying to explain now will only make Unu angrier. Thank you for the advice."
Leia turned to face Jaina and caught the flash of several tiny eyes peering out of her collar too. "Looks crowded in there." Jaina stared into Leia's eyes. "Not really."
"It grows on you," Zek said.
He reached over and rubbed the backs of his fingers down Jaina's cheek.
"To tell the truth, we kind of like it," Jaina added.
"Oh," Leia said. "I would have thought all that creeping inside your suit would feel, uncomfortable." Jaina and Zek shook their heads in unison.
"Not at all," Jaina said.
"It makes us feel whole," Zek added.
The trio spent an awkward moment looking at each other, Jaina and Zek softly humming and clicking to themselves, Leia hiding her feelings behind a polite smile. Raynar slipped away from Luke and Mara, who were now crawling with Killik healers, and returned to Leia.
"Now you can explain this slaughter, Princess Leia,"
Raynar said.
"Why did the Jedi kill all these kind?"
"Quite simply, we had no choice," Leia said. "They were attacking Luke and Mara." This drew a round of suit-muffled chest pulsing from the entourage of Unu.
"Strange,"
Raynar said.
"This does not look like the Skywalker's nest. Are you sure they were not the ones attacking?"
"It's complicated. This nest was drawing the colony into a devastating war. We hoped to undermine their influence so you would consider our peace plan."
"But this slaughter was pointless,"
Raynar growled.
"Eliminating this nest can only turn us against your plan."
"Unfortunately, we had no choice," Luke delicately interjected. "They were trying to eliminate us. It was self-defense."
"Self-defense?"
Raynar sounded outraged.
"The kind fight only when they are attacked."
"Let me show you something." Leia addressed herself not only to Raynar, but to the entire Unu entourage. "You need to understand something about this nest, and then we can talk about whether the colony truly wants peace." Without waiting for permission, Leia turned toward the ceiling, leading Raynar, Han, and the Unu through the body-filled darkness toward the nursery entrance. After a few moments, they reached the cave that Bugs 2 and 3 had blasted through the ceiling, and the smell of decay grew sickening. Kip and the other masters were inside the nursery, gathering Chiss survivors and searching for Lomi Plo. So Leia opened herself to the battle meld and urged them to have the bug cruncher stand down.